Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. I'll begin with the questioning. And one of the first things I'd like to talk to you about is actually something that is under the auspices of CMS. And I spoke with Dr. Oz last night about this. I'm sure you're very familiar with it, though. And that is that in the One Big Beautiful Bill, there's a lot of attacks right now going on publicly about hospitals are in trouble. And the blame for that is placed on the bill. Could you comment on that program that is in the One Big Beautiful Bill?
Yes, Senator. One of President Trump's campaign promises and one of the principal preoccupations, not only of Republican senators when I did my confirmation hearing, but also almost equally among Democratic senators, was a crisis in rural health. We've had 120 rural hospitals close over the past 10 years. These institutions are not just delivering health access to rural Americans, but they are economic centers, they are cultural centers for those communities. They are often the largest employer. They are the highest paying jobs, and they are the centerpiece for those communities. So when they die, the communities collapse. And President Trump promised to do something about that, and he has delivered on that promise. Right now, we spend about 6% of Medicaid funding is sent to rural hospitals, a very, very tiny slice, and that's one of the reasons they're in trouble. President Trump has now allocated through the One Big Beautiful Bill $50 billion, so $10 billion a year over the next 5 years. What we give to rural hospitals, that 6% represents $19 billion a year. So we're increasing that by $10 billion. So we're infusing more than 50% increase in the amount of money that is going to rural communities over the next 5 years. There's never been anything like that in history. It is the biggest investment, and it should stem this hemorrhage.